President-elect Joe Biden says one of his first acts will be to ask all Americans to wear masks for 100 days straight. The CDC has long asked people to wear masks in public spaces, but last Friday, for the first time, they said, wear them everywhere outside your home. So masks work, but a new study from Virginia Tech details ways they can work even better. For instance, coffee filters are involved. We're going to dig in with Tara Parker Pope, founding editor of the New York Times consumer health site. So Tara, you say this study came from the world's leading expert on aerosol science, Dr. Lindsay Marr. And when she says, as she does, layer up, she says, go to three layers. We need to listen.
You know what? I had been hearing a few doctors talk about three layers, and I was like, that's such bad advice. Don't make people go to three layers. Two layers is enough. And when I heard Dr. Marr do it, you know, she really is a trusted voice. She says it, and she's a very, you got to live your life kind of scientist, like let's focus on the stuff that matters. But she did find that that extra filter makes a difference. So I said, okay.
Yeah.
I'll write that story. The main advice has always been that two layers of fabric and a cloth mask is protective, and it is. But what she found is that if you add a third layer, a filtered layer, that's even better. You know, she looked at vacuum cleaner bags. You can sort of stick the same. You know, what she's talking about is sandwiching a filter in between two pieces of fabric.
Which brings us to the coffee filter.
Right. Even before this study, people were putting coffee filters in their mask. People were putting paper towels, coffee filters, vacuum cleaner bags. All of those things work, but that can also affect the breathability of your mask. So you really should try it out. And if you're having trouble breathing through it, that filter is definitely stopping any virus, but it's also stopping you from breathing. So that's not helpful, right? The other day I needed to go to the doctor's office. It was sort of more out in public in an enclosed space than I'm used to being, and I wasn't super comfortable with it. So I decided to double mask. And also I had to ride an Uber, and I thought, okay, a little extra safety in this situation. So I put on a surgical mask, which is an excellent filter material, and over that I put my regular mask.
And I just want to clarify, that surgical mask, usually they're light blue, framed in white, those almost like paper masks.
Yeah, those kind of paper square pleated mask. They're disposable usually. It's like a non-woven material usually. And non-woven means instead of like being in a grid, like, you know, when you have like those weavers you have as a little kid and you have strings going vertical and horizontal and you sort of weave a fabric. That's what fabric is. Fabric is a grid. A non-woven material is a tangle of fibers. And it just does a little bit better job of blocking particles. And so I like to carry those in my pocket. The other day I was out in the city and I was perfectly comfortable in outdoor dining, and, you know, very spaced apart. And as I was walking home, I got sort of caught in this crowd of people following a band. It was a crazy New York experience.
New York.
Right? And I was like, I don't love this. And so I had a mask, an extra mask, and I double masked until I could get out of that situation.
And now we move on to the second finding, that tie masks are more effective than the masks with the ear loops. Why is that?
They could see if stuff was escaping from gaps. And she found that when you use the ear loop versus the tie, you don't get as tight of a fit with a lot of mask. And especially people with hearing aids find it difficult to wear an ear loop. And I can tell you, when I wear my earbuds, the ear loops kind of pull on my ear and the earbud doesn't fit very well. So there's a time when a tie mask around your head is better. But also, I think when we're talking about fit, we should talk about the material. This finding actually prompted me to change my mask. She talked about flexible material is better. I had a really great mask that was super comfortable. And I think the reason it was so comfortable is that it actually kind of had a lot of gaps. It was kind of stiff, kind of linen material. So on the sides, it was opening. Now, there's two solutions. Put a surgical mask underneath it, and you're pretty much going to solve the problem. Or what I did is I found a mask that had a stretchier material, and it fits just a little more snug. Right. You know, if it's fogging up your glasses a lot, it means that there's a lot of air escaping around the top of it.
Glasses and ear loops are not, we're not meant to be together.
Yeah, it needs to work for you and for, you know, your level of comfort in what you're doing. You know, if you're out running, something like a very lightweight buff might be what you want to wear in that situation. And that's a very safe situation.
What's a buff?
A buff, like a gaiter, you know, a gaiter, a buff.
Oh, right,
it's like
right.
It's like a it's a tube almost of fabric that a lot of the athletes, what they do, and you'll see like a lot of delivery people who want to pull their mask up and down. So these gaiters and these buffs got kind of a bad rap early on. People thought they were not useful, but Dr. Moore actually studied those too, and it's better if you double it and not single. Everybody's got to find what works for you. Mm-hmm. The important part is that you cover your face, that you protect yourself from incoming germs and you're protecting other people from your outgoing germs.
Tara, I just have to say, I can't believe the detail we're going into here. I can't believe what's happened in less than a year. It says something about where we are and how quickly most people have adapted to this notion. Like, this is like my shoes. This is like my scarves. This is part of my apparel.
You know, I think what a lot of people are discovering, a couple things about masks. One, masks in the wintertime are not so bad. It gets cold out and covering your face, it's kind of nice to have that warmth. I think people are starting to think about, will there be a time when I don't have to wear a mask? There will be a time where mask wearing is maybe not quite as prevalent. But you know, what I'm seeing a lot of people talk about these days is how, you know what? I don't have a cold. I didn't get any colds this year. And we're suddenly starting to think about how we used to live, how we used to go to the office with a cough or a cold, or how we would ride the subway in crowds during cold and flu season, and people all around us were coughing into their hands and sneezing. And I think now people are like, you know, this mask is kind of handy. I think when, you know, after the vaccine and when the world gets a little more normal, I think I'm still going to wear a mask on the subway because I really like not getting sick.
And it has become a lovely accessory. I've got masks that are paintings from the Peabody Essex Museum, but face shields are now also competing for attention. I just ordered some online that have glasses built into them. They're so cool. So you put the glasses on and the face shield comes with them. What were the findings about adding face shields to a mask or wearing face shields alone?
Yeah, the issue with face shields is that some people think about a face shield as a substitute, that you can wear a face shield instead of a mask. And basically, Dr. Marr's lab found that that's just a disaster. It fails in every possible way. Air escapes out of the face shield and the germs get into the face shield. Where a face shield is useful is when you add it to a mask. The face shield definitely can give you added protection, but it's not enough to wear a face shield alone. I say that and then I have this caveat. Say you have a hearing impairment, or you were a caregiver for somebody who has a hearing impairment and they need to see your face and your mouth and they need to be able to read your lips, right? You might have a child with a developmental disability who will not wear a mask, but who will wear a face shield.
So the study says that clear face shields are okay for those purposes, but we just want to mention, Tara, a story we did on a mask from a company called Rafi Nova. Now, it's the smile mask. It has clear plastic over the mouth, and the rest is a regular tie-on or loop mask for just the concerns you mentioned, so we'll link people up at hereandnow.org. Okay, a couple other thoughts. The study underscores what we've been saying. The masks protect the wearers as well as those exposed to them. I mean, how much?
I think this is really important because, you know, this is a big debate. When we first started wearing masks, the message was by having everybody wear a mask, you're masking the people who don't know they have COVID-19 and you're protecting everybody from their germs. And so this has resulted in a big debate about, well, it's not helping me. But actually, there is both outward protection, protecting other people from your germs, and there's inward protection, protecting the wearer. What this study did, it was in a lab, and it measured particles going out and in. And it did find that there's more protection of outward germs, but there is very similar protection of inward germs. So the bottom line is that you are definitely benefiting from wearing a mask. You know, there's a really interesting study out of the Starbucks in Asia. There was an outbreak there, a super spreader event. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the Starbucks who worked at the Starbucks and was wearing a mask was protected. Nobody got sick. You know, we know there's cases in the U.S. of hair salon, of stylist who had COVID-19 unknowingly, and they took care of a lot of customers, but they were wearing a mask, and their customers didn't get sick. So we know that when a sick person wears a mask, we are protected. And we know that when we add the mask, we have additional protection.
Yeah. New York Times writer Tara Parker Pope. We'll link you to all of the findings of the study from Virginia Tech at hereandnow.org. Tara, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.